Worst day since April. Stocks tumbling today after President Trump threatened to increase tariffs on China up to 100%. This after China placed export fees on rare earths. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is now the first of 9 universities to reject the adoption of a proposal by President Trump. It's a pledge that would ban the use of race, sex, and religion in hiring and admissions, as well as change policies and procedures in exchange for preferential access to federal funding and grants. Tennessee, the number of missing workers at the scene of a deadly explosion at a manufacturing plant that makes weapons-grade explosives has risen to 19. This is ABC News. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration can put conditions on grants that fund programs to combat domestic violence, like barring groups from promoting diversity and inclusion. This year's Nobel Prize winner was selected because she fights for democracy.
Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado, is the Nobel Peace Prize winner.
For her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela.
Norwegian Nobel Committee Chair Jørgen Vatne Frydenlund noted she's been living in hiding.
Despite serious threats against her life, she has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions.
In a statement, Machado thanked President Trump and the U.S. for support. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Consumer sentiment has now gotten worse for 3 months in a row, according to University of Michigan survey data. It shows shoppers' attitudes soured in October thanks to higher prices, slower hiring, and that impending government shutdown. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, high in the mid-60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Highs in the upper 60s, a few spots near 70. Right now it's 53.
Just to be with you. Give me the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
You can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love, my love.
Hey, Paula, I've been waiting for you. Hey, 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 Paula, I want to marry you too. If you love me true, if you love me still,
local news, timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, WGBW. Well, not only do we play songs you're familiar with, we got the people on the radio to play them, people you're familiar with as well. 9 to 2 during your workday or any time during the day, Laura McKenna's back on the air playing the timeless hits, keeping you posted with local news, and kind of filling you in on some of the things going on in her life. Laura's a blast. Laura McKenna, weekdays 9 to 2 on WGBW.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico.
sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
There's no exception to the Is swept away. Oh, heaven on Songs you know. Information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? See the most beautiful girl that walked out on me. Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome into the evening. Chris Morrow with more timeless hits on the way. Stay close for some of the great ones, the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, and more after this.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets
a cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Can't you feel it? Here it comes. think it's love. And I think it's love.
Sweet magnolia tree, my love blossomed tender. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel has halted its bombing of Gaza, and the release of the Hamas-held hostages is expected in days. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
The 72-hour countdown underway for the release of all hostages as tens of thousands of Palestinians surge back to what's left of their shattered homes. The hostages expected to be released any time now through Monday. At least 20 of the 48 still believed to be alive in exchange for thousands of Palestinian prisoners.
Meanwhile, officials tell us that U.S. troops will oversee the Gaza ceasefire and have begun to arrive already in Israel. The Dow fell nearly 900 points today after President Trump called for a 100% tariff on Chinese imports. As the government shutdown continues, some 4,000 workers in seven different government agencies will see reductions in force, that according to documents in a union lawsuit. Trump administration pushing in court again to deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia, this time to Southern African country. This is ABC News. Love will persist amid a shutdown. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed the Love Act of 2025 into law. D.C.'s federally funded court system is barred from issuing marriage licenses during the shutdown, so the new law shifts the authority to the D.C. Health Department. Damage assessments are underway in the Philippines following a series of quakes.
A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of the Philippines, setting off tsunami alerts in the region, with at least two people killed. There were scenes of panic as residents in coastal towns ran into the streets and ducked for cover when the quake struck. The quake sparked power cuts and damage to hospitals and schools. The earthquake comes just 10 days after another deadly earthquake hit the central Philippines, killing at least 74 people and injuring hundreds. Rick Planet, ABC News, Hong Kong.
Researchers say a new species of ancient marine reptile dubbed the sword dragon has been discovered in a set of fossils in England. The fossils include a long sword-like snout. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, high in the mid-60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Highs in the upper 60s, a few spots near 70. Right now it's 50.
WGBW. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his...